Most Wisconsin schools and districts are meeting expectations based on newly released data. The school report cards are out today. North Fond du Lac Superintendent Aaron Sadoff joins us on the show. Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning, Greg. What a beautiful 8-degree day today, huh?
Hey, well, it's the middle of January. What do you expect?
Yeah, you know, when somebody says, hey, Aaron, it's 10, I'm like, no, it's not. It's only 9 o'clock. They said, no, the temperature. When we get our times and temperatures mixed up, you know you're in Wisconsin.
Yeah. All right. So the school report cards are in their fourth year. They're designed to be used by people living in the districts to hold schools accountable for their performance and growth or reduction in scores from year to year. I pulled up the North Fond du Lac report card. You folks exceed expectations. Am I looking at the right thing here? Overall score 74.5.
Yeah. So just a summary. So ours, first off, this is a flash. Like this is a, that's a conglomeration of four different main areas, but it's just one piece of evidence, but it's a piece of evidence that we find a lot of value in and allows us to kind of see where we're at compared to other groups and also kind of see overall where things are going as far as our initiatives and what's happening. This year, I'm really proud to say that every one of our schools and district improved. We're all over 70 points, if not a percentage. North Fond du Lac, the school district, exceeds expectations. Horace Mann High School exceeds expectations. And then Bessie Middle School and Friendship, they are right at that cusp. And I'm telling you, I think next year, they keep on that trajectory. And I'm predicting that we're going to be a four-star school all the way around. I'm just really proud of the work that everybody's done. And all of our staff and students, we've grown tremendously. And I know that can cause a lot of stress, but I'm so proud of the school board, the administration, the educators, the support staff, because they really care. And every day, no matter who comes in the store, whatever color, social and economic status, gender, anything, everybody's got a great chance to succeed. And that's because of the kids and the people and the culture. So I'm very proud of them.
I shouldn't have done this. I just pulled up the Fond du Lac report card. You guys are almost 10 points higher than Fond du Lac. Fond du Lac, 66.9. Ooh.
Yeah, and once again, it's just one picture. I mean, everybody has their different strengths. I mean, if you look at some of those, I mean, our achievement is as good as some other people's achievement. Well, we have to get better at our achievement, but our growth scores, having kids continue to grow every year, is excellent. Closing gaps. We have about 25% minority in North Fond du Lac, 17% of those Hispanic, we're about 52% free and reduced lunch. When you look at closing gaps, they look at our scores of those different subgroups against statewide white, non-economically disadvantaged, and we are making, those groups are closing fast. That's when you look at equity, one of the things we're most proud of is every kid that comes here is going to grow. That's the key thing, no matter where they are in the learning journey, and it doesn't matter what you look like, who your family is, what language you speak, you're going to be able to do well because we care about you as a person and have set up structures that look at make sure that we have equity and opportunity.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is it fair to compare Fond du Lac and North Fond du Lac to look at those ratings and say, wow, they're doing much better in North Fond du Lac than they are in Fond du Lac? Fond du Lac is down this year in their report card?
No. I don't think that's fair. I think what happened also is that this year at the high school, there's something that we have the ACT as a junior, but then we have this Aspire that's as a freshman and sophomore. And that information started to be utilized now for growth. So depending on how those tests were taken, when they were, I mean, we always take every test as important as any other test we take, state or local. So there's different variables in there. Now that as it's changed, I very much believe that we have high-quality schools all around. But everybody struggles with their different things, and this is a flashlight, not a hammer, not saying we're better or worse. I mean, we're very proud of what we're doing, but I also know there's great things going other places, and it's kind of apples to oranges, especially when you look at the sizes. So I think as we compare ourselves to other, 1,600, 1,500 student districts, 52% social economic status that doesn't have as many resources, I think then we're going to start to see more of a fair comparison. But I mean, Fond du Lac's got great schools. They've got a lot of great things going on. And what this report card for them, just as us, will say, hey, here's where we're doing really well. And now guess what? Here's an opportunity that we can start to grow and do things differently.
All right. North Fond du Lac Superintendent Aaron Sadoff. Again, North Fond du Lac exceeding expectations in the latest report card. Aaron, great to have you on the show.
Hey, thanks, Greg, and stay warm, everybody.